day.
Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls to Brian in Colorado. You're on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, everybody. A couple weeks ago, you were talking about hiring people as contractors instead of as employees. That way, you don't have to deal with all the withholding, all the Social Security. That's up to them.
That's as I understood it. Yeah.
Well, that actually works. There are some problems, though. There are some things you need to be aware of legally in order to pull that off.
Okay.
I've wondered about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just went through this not too long ago. I've got one employee left. The rest are all contractors because of this. And the only reason that one employee is there is because he just wants to do it that way, and that's cool with me.
Okay.
But what it is, if you say, let's say you have an employee and you're doing all the paperwork for them, all the taxes, you're withholding all that stuff that the government makes you do, and then one day you say, hey, guess what? I was paying you $50,000 before. You were getting, $30,000 of that because the government was taking the rest.
Right.
I'm
going to
give you $50 from now on, and you are now a contractor. Well, everybody likes that idea. Of course, now that person's responsible for filing their taxes or whatever, but you're not responsible anymore. The problem is, and it varies from state to state, and there are also some federal laws on this, if it walks like an employee and it talks like an employee, it is an employee no matter what you say it is.
I don't understand.
Well, an employee, you can say, you got to be here at 8 o'clock in the morning. You can leave at 5 o'clock, within our policy manual.
Hmm.
This is how you need to get your job done. When the thing was over the, in your inbox, you got to fill it out and send it over to that person. So it's telling the employee when to show up, having other kind of policies like that, and telling them how to do their job. That's an employee.
So what, you're saying that contractors can't have responsibilities?
You have to be very careful, though. You have to put in the contract. You have to have a contract. You can't just say you're now a contractor.
Mm.
You have to have a contract, and in there, it's worth hiring a lawyer for an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
Just to get all this stuff. Make sure you're all legal. Once the the IRS or the state taxation board comes down on you.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
you can say your job is to your job is to dig a hole right there. A contractor, you'd say, do it. I got to have it by 4. Where if you say, I want you to take that backhoe, I want you to pull it up like that. If there's a whole bunch of different ways to do it, then the contractor has to figure that out. But if there's a way that you have to, like I say, it's kind of tricky, depending on the kind of job it is.
But if you need to specify something, you put it in the contract, you can contract with me, but you have to be here every single day at 8 o'clock. You put that in the contract?
You can say, again, yeah, you not really, actually. No, you can't, because that is, you give a contractor a job to do. You give an employee a place to do their business. There is a difference in there. So basically, if the job is to take this pile of papers and move from here to there, that's the job, that's in the contract, that's what they have to do. They can do it whenever they want. But now you could say, I have to have this pile of papers here, started at 8 o'clock because of some other business reason, and then you could probably get away with it. Like I said, that there's a lot of laws involved in here, and
right.
It's all wishy-washy, and it's all interpreted by whatever government wants to,
sure.
Bring you down.
But nonetheless, you say it is something that has worked well for you and your business. You've converted most all of your employees over to this system, converted
right.
them into contractors.
Now, instead of the government going after me for not withholding all this stuff, they have to go after, 20 people.
And it makes your job easier, too. I mean, because
yes.
You don't have to go through all that nonsense anymore of their paperwork.
Exactly.
Very cool. Brian, anything else?
Well, I met with my surgeon yesterday, and he said I could walk.
Can you walk, or is that this is what he's saying?
He says I may walk. No, I have no muscles, so I'll start the physical therapy next Tuesday.
Fantastic. Good luck with that.
I'm going to give him a green light.
Hope to see you up here by the Liberty Forum if all goes well.
We'll be there.
Take it easy, Brian. Thanks.
Bye.
800-259-9231. Now, that's good advice. I mean, for somebody that has an existing business with an existing role of employees, that, you know, you're just tired of filling out all this government paperwork. Ship them over, convert them into contractors, and as he said, make sure you got your bases covered, your T's crossed, your I's dotted. Hire a lawyer to make sure that, you know, you can get all that done the correct way, and that's going to help you out. It's going to help your employees out because they're going to get to take home every single dollar that they earn. It's going to help you out.
If you do file at the end of the year a 1099 on each of these employees, then they're responsible for their wages, you know, paying that in anyway.
Well, it's the employee's responsibility instead of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better because then the employee can decide for themselves, nah, it's not my responsibility. These strangers, it's funny, there's a strange group of people calling themselves the IRS that sent me a demand this year. You know what? I don't know who these people are. I'm not going to send them any money. So then the contractor can decide that for themselves.
We've heard the 63 million people don't pay their taxes.
I don't think they should.
It would be a difficult number to quantify. The IRS certainly isn't going to give out that information.
Right. Now, if you can't do business under the table, then this seems to be a good way to do it. Of course, I would recommend trying to avoid any sort of dealings with the government. But then again, a lot of people, they have to live in a certain world where that is something that must be done. In fact, it sort of ties into a story I wanted to get into, and maybe we will hear in a moment, about a little bit of drama that has erupted here in the Free State, here in New Hampshire, what will soon be, hopefully, the Free State, amongst Free Staters. We'll get into that here in a little bit, but first we'll go to Bill in Wisconsin. Maybe it's Billy. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. One quick question.
Yes.
Can you piss in my ass?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Maybe our board operators have been slacking off on the call screening.
Reinstitute. For quite some time there, we weren't having any problems with that. So.
Yep. They're going to have to crack down again. 800-259-9231. And I guess we're going to have to stay cracked down because they're now coming back on us here. You know what? I don't have a problem with free speech. It's not that I want to shut down anybody's free speech or anything like that. It's just that the FCC has a problem with it.
Good jokes. We're all for that.
Right. That wasn't a good joke. That was just filth.
Yeah.
Is all that was. And the FCC has a problem with it. And that means that my radio stations are going to have a problem with it, too. So. That stuff is just not something that can go on the air. 800-259-9231. So here's the story, Mark. You were here last night when I got a phone call, and there was some drama that was erupting over a situation that developed because of Dave Ridley here in New Hampshire. He's Dave in New Hampshire, calls in from time to time, and he gives us updates on some of the activism things he's doing. Well, one of the things he's doing now is he's a professional videographer. He's worked mm-hmm. for news stations. And he's been paid to do this sort of work, and now he's just doing it on his own. He's going around, he's filming what some of the activists are doing here in New Hampshire. And he's doing a great job. It's over at YouTube. It's called The Ridley Report. So if you just look for Ridley Report, it should come up. And he's adding new things almost every single day. He'll go around and just shoot different things that are going on. Very, very useful, very neat thing, neat service that he's providing to people who are in the state, as well as people who are outside of the state and want to get a window into what's happening here in New Hampshire. Well, one of his first stories on the Ridley Report was all about Murphy's Tap Room, which is a free stater-owned bar,
mm-hmm.
a pub, if you will, in the Manchester area.
They serve food and they have beer.
Good food.
They may have liquor, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they've got a liquor license.
I don't drink usually. Liquor, so.
But we went there, and the food was very good, and it is Free Stater-owned, which means, naturally, it's going to attract Free Staters as far as patrons. And so a number of Free Staters gather there on a weekly basis, if not more often, Friday nights, I believe, and Tuesday nights as well. And if you've got Free Staters hanging around, it's inevitable that some of them are going to have guns on them. They're going to be open carrying firearms, because here in New Hampshire, that is legal. Open carry, and it's legal in a handful of other states as well, I believe. But you can just have a firearm strapped to your leg or strapped to your hip or whatever and carry it around, no problem. So Dave, he did a story about how that Murphy's Tap Room used to be a different club. It used to be like, you know, a club called Orbit or something like that. Some club where they had metal detectors at the doors and bouncers, and there was always
open heart surgery every Saturday night.
I don't know what that means.
Open heart surgery? Somebody gets cut out.
Oh, somebody gets... Okay. Maybe.
It's a little joke.
It was a violent club. There was a trouble... It was a trouble club. And so the point of the story was to juxtapose what the old club was like what Murphy's Tap Room is like now that you've got these free staters there openly carrying weapons, in that there is no violence happening. We'll tell you the rest of the story here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's Ian. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. Live streams are there. We've got all kinds of neat features on the website, and we give them all away to you for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
So I was telling a little story about a situation that developed yesterday afternoon. I got a phone call. There was a message that was posted online about how the guy that owns Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester, New Hampshire, a Free State Project, he's an early mover from the Free State Project, or he's part of the Free State Project. He's opened his own business, and it's a pub. And
by the way, I had the shepherd's pie there when we went. It was excellent.
I had the burger, and it was also excellent. And so apparently what happened was Dave Ridley, another Free State Project activist, had filmed...
And another early mover.
Right. Had filmed a very nice package, very very nice little news package, and posted it up on YouTube about how this new pub, Murphy's, is so much safer than the old pub that used to occupy the same building in the past. The old pub was a trouble pub. They didn't allow anybody with weapons in. They, bouncers shaking people down at the door, that sort of thing. But yet, despite the fact that the bouncers were shaking people down at the door, the club still had a tremendous amount of violence and a tremendous amount of incidents. And so he was juxtaposing the old club versus the new Murphy's Taproom Pub,
mm-hmm.
and pointing out that so far Murphy's has been open for several months. There hasn't been one incident of violence, and maybe it's because there are so many Free State Project members that are open carrying firearms there. So
I don't think that hurts, but I also think that different kinds of clubs attract different kinds of patrons.
Nonetheless, his point was made, and it was very good. It was a nice little package. I thought it was very good publicity for Murphy's Tap Room, but unfortunately, some people disagreed. And apparently the owner of Murphy's Tap Room started getting phone calls and started getting emails from people. As more and more people were seeing this video on YouTube, inevitably, it crossed the desks of some busybodies. It crossed the desks of some anti-gun zealots that might happen to live in the Manchester area. I guess they turned it over to some bureaucrats who might have power, like on the Liquor Commission,
mm-hmm.
might have power over this particular this company, and whether or not they can do business.
I can just hear the rest of the story. You know, the Liquor Commission says, we can't have guns and alcohol mixing. This would make for a terrible situation. People could get hurt, like they were at the old club.
Right.
When guns and alcohol were mixing. But guns weren't being worn out in the open. People were carrying little 380s, the bad folks were carrying little 380s tucked away. And when they would get drunk and upset, they'd probably shoot at each other or stick each other with knives or beat each other up in the parking lot and that kind of thing. The fact is, they're not looking at the situation at all. What they're doing is they're saying guns are bad.
Yep.
And that's it. I mean, the fact is, Murphy's Tap Room has no problems. I don't know if they had any problems, and it's unlikely.
None so far. No violent incidents.
Wow. Yet. To have a bar and not have any violent incidents is amazing. But, and the other place did, and it just goes to show that it doesn't matter how well you act, as long you've got to follow the rules. We don't care if there's violence at your club. You just can't have people with guns on their hips.
So this is when the controversy started to develop. Before the phone call started coming into the owner of Murphy's, whose name is Murphy, Keith Murphy, before the phone call started coming into him, everything was fine. Everyone thought this video was great. Everyone's very positive about the video. And then all of a sudden, Keith Murphy starts to kind of freak out because he's concerned about his livelihood. He's concerned about his business being
probably his investment. I mean, you put everything into a business. Most people don't go in saying, "Oh, I think I'll put 20% of my net worth into a business and let somebody else manage it." No, I mean, you put pretty much everything you've got into buying a business. You hawk everything else. You try to get a whole bunch of loans. Finally, you have enough money together to start something up that you're hoping and praying pays you for the rest of your life.
So I totally understand where he's coming from on being concerned. And so he was trying to get in touch with Dave to try to get him to take the videos down from YouTube.
Because
he just didn't want him up there for these bureaucrats to use against him or whatever his concern was. He didn't want any more people seeing these videos.
Okay. So was he going to institute a no-gun rule then?
He was threatening to. He threatened to institute a no-gun rule if the videos didn't come down. Now, Dave Ridley at that time was incommunicado. He was out and about. His cell phone wasn't working.
Yeah.
He wasn't near an internet connection. So
sometimes that happens.
Right. So he didn't know anybody was looking for him.
Sure.
And I haven't had access to one of his accounts. I went in, removed the video, just because I didn't want there to be a no-gun policy at this tap room, because I knew that would be a bad thing. And so I took the liberty of removing one of the videos from his account, but he had the same video on another account, which I didn't have access to. So again, it came back down to them being able to get in touch with Dave. And they weren't. And so people started flipping out. They were just presuming things about Dave. Like, why isn't he taking this video down? Why isn't he removing this video right away? And, you know, he hadn't come on the internet or anything to defend himself as to why he wasn't doing these things.
My assumption when I heard about the situation was that he's, you know,
busy.
Yeah,
doing something.
You don't know. I mean,
not everybody can be online 24 hours a day.
Right. And if you can be online 24 hours a day, then, you know, you've got, you've got issues.
So people were sniping back and forth at one another. And, of course, eventually Dave got online and took the video down as he said he was going to. Unfortunately,
did he say that he was going to take the video down previously and hadn't taken it down?
No, excuse me, he didn't. Okay. But he did get online and do as was requested.
I see.
Unfortunately, by that time, somebody had copied the video. Somebody in the anti-free state faction, somebody who does not like the idea of these liberty-loving people coming to New
Hampshire. Is there any guarantee that the video was copied in the time between, the first request to take the video down and the time that they there's no guarantee at all.
Well, anyway, the video was copied to another account. The account's name is Free Staters Go Home, okay? So it's very obvious what sort of people we're dealing with here. And, of course, you know, now he's continuing to be upset that his business is on the line. And there are some people that are blaming Dave for this. Like, oh, Dave, you should have done this. You know, how dare you do this? You're putting his business on the line. And that is where I really have to vehemently disagree. First of all, number one, this business, Murphy's Tap Room, this Free Stater-owned pub, was on the line from day number one. You have to understand something. All business is risk, right? You're taking a risk. You're putting your assets on the line. You're putting an investment on the line. You could lose it. You could lose it all and go broke. So everybody who's in business knows they're taking risks.
Sure, but who needs added risk in your business?
Well, the owners and investors of Murphy's Tap Room chose on their own to add risk to their equation by getting involved in a business that requires the approval of unaccountable government bureaucrats. See, it's one thing to go into business for yourself and just do a business. It's another thing to ask the government for a license to do business. Because when they hold that license, they hold your livelihood. And so, not only were they taking a risk doing business, they were doubling or tripling or quadrupling their risk by getting a license from the government. Now, I understand that's what they had to do.
Right,
in order
if you
want to
have a bar,
business,
which sounds like a fun business to own, and a lot of people have the dream of owning a little pub and enjoying that
right.
kind of lifestyle. But
to blame Dave Ridley for bringing the heat is, I think, unfair. You're a Free State Project member. You've opened the first Free Stater-owned bar in New Hampshire.
You didn't say that Keith brought the heat. You said that some other people did.
Some people are claiming that Dave Ridley is at fault here for filming this package in the first place. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Including the wiki. We've got over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You can get interactive over at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. The Free State Project is a group of 20,000 liberty-loving individuals who are all moving to New Hampshire in order to establish, well, get more freedom in our lifetimes, to make a stand for liberty. And it's a wonderful concept. Mark, you and I are early movers. We've moved here to New Hampshire sooner rather than later, and a lot of people are doing that. But in a group of 20,000 people, or even in a group of a couple hundred people, you're going to have people that disagree on things. In fact,
oh, yeah.
Between you and I, we disagree on things.
Yes.
One thing
often.
The one thing that binds us all together is that we want less government in our lives.
Right.
And that's the direction we're all moving towards. But inevitably, there are going to be some spats. There are going to be some arguments. There are going to be some disagreements. And that's what we're discussing right now, a little bit of free state drama, if you will. There was a video that was produced by a free stater showing that a free stater-owned pub in Manchester, New Hampshire, was allowing patrons to come in with guns on their hips, open carrying firearms.
Now, in New Hampshire, it's legal to carry a firearm
this
in your
correct.
Hip. So, actually, that means that, you know, the state of New Hampshire and the city of Manchester allow people to carry guns around on their hips. Are they just as at fault for any violence that might occur as Keith Murphy at Murphy's Tap Room?
No,
is?
Of course not.
No! No! The person who does some violence is responsible for that violence.
Right. So, everybody was fine and dandy with this video being out there until it crossed the desks of some busybodies who then started threatening the tap room. And I don't know what the threats were. I don't know what they entailed. That's obviously his private business. But he got scared. The owner of the tap room got scared. He's frightened to death of the Liquor Commission because, as he puts it, the Liquor Commission can come in and yank his license. For whatever reason, there's no hearing necessary, there's no sort of process that they have to necessarily go through. They can just come in and say, this is a dangerous establishment, we're yanking your license.
Right. There's, so, you know, no hearing, no nothing.
So he's scared to death, and he was begging.
And that would be a real problem for one's business if one's business was largely based on selling beer and liquor.
So he made a lot of noise about getting the video offline. And
right.
I believe that
and nobody wants trouble for their business.
And I believe it was him making a lot of noise. And it had actually gotten some coverage on a New Hampshire website, NH Insider, which is a blog site. That could have been what led to it. Anyway, the point is, there was some publicity about this video, and that led to more people seeing it, which also led to someone...
Now, publicity is good and bad.
Right, which also led to someone copying the video onto their own YouTube account, and so now it's not going anywhere. Now that video is online permanently, unless they can get YouTube to remove the video, but Dave Ridley doesn't believe in copyrights, so you can't use the copyright claim to get the video down. Anyway, this guy is scared to death that the Liquor Commission's going to come in and shut his business down, and so as a result, some people are getting very upset because Dave Ridley, the guy who shot the video in the first place, shot the video in the first place. And my point is that it wouldn't have mattered whether or not Dave Ridley shot this video as far as heat being brought on this Free State-owned pub. The fact is, there's a long history in this country. It's a long, sad history. There's a long history of business owners who are politically motivated, politically interested, politically vocal. Politically vocal business owners getting sort of slapped down by the government.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how dare you come out and you're just supposed to be doing business over there, Mr. Business Owner. Don't you dare take sides on this government thing. There have been so many pub owners, bar owners, you know, you fill in the blank business owners that have taken a public stand on their viewpoint on an issue or a politician. And then out of nowhere, the health department shows up and starts doing inspections and finds violations where they never found them before. Or out of nowhere, the Liquor Commission will show up and pull someone's liquor license. These are things that have happened throughout time, throughout history. So the fact is, Murphy's Tap Room is the first Freestater-owned public business that people can walk into and do business at. It has attracted a lot of Freestaters to it, which inevitably will attract the anti-Free State factions, those of them who are in government, who are going to have their power structures threatened by these liberty activists. They're going to go on the attack at some point. It just so happens that they use the Ridley video as their excuse to go on the attack, but that doesn't mean that they wouldn't have attacked eventually anyway. Do you see where I'm coming from, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not Dave Ridley's fault that all of this happened. It's the government busybodies. It's their fault. They're the ones that are causing the trouble. But Keith Murphy and his investors need to understand that even though it's the fault of the government for going after them, they accepted responsibility for them, for their business, for the risk that they were taking, or they need to accept responsibility for the risks that they took by being the first publicly visible, free stater-owned business.
That allows, you know, people to carry guns in the bar. I mean,
right.
So they were taking that risk in the first place. And
right.
One would assume that a person that moves to the Free State Project is probably, you know, they're going to be an activist to some extent or another. I think that really what the, you know, something that's not being thought of here is that if the Liquor Commission does give Keith Murphy any kind of problem, the Free Staters will descend on him like, descend on the Liquor Commission like locusts. I mean, they will, they'll be all over the place giving these people
sure.
problems. And we've seen that it does work with Lauren Canaria, it does work with Russell Canning, these, you know, the Free Staters getting out there making some noise that the government does have a tendency to bend to the will.
Now, I wouldn't
want to be the business. I wouldn't necessarily want my business on the line and want to be the one in that particular area, but it seems to me Keith Murphy has done nothing wrong in allowing people to carry guns into Murphy's Tap Room. Nothing at
either.
All.
And I think that you're right, that the Free Staters would descend not only on the Liquor Commission, but also on Murphy's Tap Room at far larger concentration than they currently do. They'd go in there and they'd buy Coca-Colas and they'd buy, you know, pizzas or whatever else is on the menu in order to help them keep the doors open in the meantime while they fought a shutdown. But my point being here that, you know, I think that what they've done is great. I think it's great that they had the courage to open this business and be public about the fact that it is a free stater-run business that is friendly to free staters. I think that's incredibly brave, considering the fact that nobody who's moved here to New Hampshire should have moved here thinking this is going to be a cakewalk. I mean, did you move here thinking, Mark, that we're just going to be able to waltz in and, you know, have everybody say, well, thank goodness you're here, everybody who's in government, who's in the halls of power in New Hampshire.
Or people that support government.
Right. You know, this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out, dirty political fight. And people are going
to
have to
be that way.
They are going to make it that way. The people in power are having their power threatened by liberty activists in New Hampshire now, and they don't like it. They want to keep their power, and they're going to target people. They are going to target individuals, and they're going to target businesses. So congratulations to the people who are behind this particular establishment, because it had to take a lot of courage to do what they're doing. And I would like to encourage them to continue to stay courageous, continue to allow open carry of firearms in their establishment, and, you know, fight it out as the opposition comes along. Of course, again, it's not my money on the line, so it's easy for me to say something like that. Nonetheless, I think that the Free Staters will rally around, and if they do get their liquor license pulled, it will just result in news stories and more publicity and coverage for the taproom, which could result in more business in the long run. But nonetheless, if you got into business as a Free Stater thinking that you were just going to be able to just have an easy time, I think you were a little deluded.
Well, I think you're being harsh. If you think that, I mean, you know, Keith Murphy has to deal with, he's dealing with the pressure of it right now, okay? I mean, it's coming down on his head right now. I can see getting a little frantic in that particular, you know, when it's happening right then, we can step back.
You should have seen it in advance. That's all I'm saying. You should have seen it in advance. These bureaucrats are not going to let go of their power easily, and you are a visible target for them to attack. You're letting Free Staters come to your bar. They're open carrying firearms. You're friendly towards a Free Stater. You are a Free Stater. It's a very precarious position to be in.
And not to mention that the bar probably wouldn't be, you know, bringing in the money that it has been bringing up to this point if it hadn't been for Free Staters. All of them.
There's certainly a good chunk, I'm sure, of the amount of business they're doing.
I dropped
there.
A few bucks there at Murphy's Taproom.
Well, right, and we live across the state.
Yeah, I've gone there a couple of times.
People in Manchester are there on a, you know, nightly basis,
mm-hmm.
bringing business over there. So, you know, I wish that the bureaucrats weren't working this way. I wish they weren't doing these awful things. But the fact is, we know this stuff's going to happen. So if you're going to open a business here, make sure you're ready for this. 800-259-9231, your comments. If you want to talk about this or whatever's on your mind, this is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Bigger is better, right? Not necessarily, especially when it comes to oversized wheels and tires on your vehicle. There could be some real consequences for switching from the manufacturer's recommended sizes. And when I come back, I'll tell you why.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Oversized wheels and tires can cost you more than their sticker price. Today's cars, onboard computers, are programmed to perform with factory-sized wheels. Switching sizes confuses the computer, and it's not nice to fool Mother Nature or your car's computer. The cost? Poor performance, lower mileage, and increased transmission wear. Also affected, anti-lock brake systems and speedometer accuracy. So invest your money wisely in the best tires with factory recommended dimensions. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a store, all kinds of great Free Talk Live merchandise, including Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and hoodies. I had my Free Talk Live hoodie on today because it's getting pretty chilly here in New Hampshire, and it did a fine job keeping me warm. It looked good, too. So head over to store.freetalklive.com to get yourself some Free Talk Live merchandise. Nice and other stuff. That's store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about some free state controversy, as you may know if you listened to the show before. We're all Free State Project members, Mark and myself, and we've moved here as a part of the Free State Project to be liberty-loving individuals to move to New Hampshire to make a stand for liberty, get liberty back in our lifetimes. And that's something that's worth fighting for. It's something that's worth going out and working towards and being activists for. But it's more difficult if you're a business owner, especially if you're a business owner whose business is open to the public. It's one thing if you're doing business in your house or something like that.
Right. You run a little radio show.
Call center or something like that. But if you've got a business on a street that's open doors and anybody can come in.
Right.
And you're actively promoting liberty, if you are a known activist, if you're taking sides in political elections, look, it doesn't matter if you're a liberty activist, if you're a Republican or a Democrat or whoever, if you're taking sides politically, those who are in the positions of political power that don't like what you have to say, they will use their power, they will wield their power like a weapon against you and your business. I hate that. But it's true. It's what happens in America today. It's why business owners are so cowardly, most of them. They don't want to step out of line. They don't want to rock the boat. They want to do business. They're in business to make money and do business and provide a product and a service. But it must frustrate a lot of them because a lot of them have their own opinions and they have political viewpoints and they want to promote them. But at the same time, they don't want their business to be destroyed. And who can blame them for that? This is a quandary that I'm sure many business owners face. You know, I feel very strongly about this smoking ban, for instance, many states banning smoking across the country. I feel very strongly about this smoking ban. I'm thinking I should stand up and just oppose this smoking ban as a business owner, but wait, then they'll target me. Then they'll come after me. Then they'll slap me with fines. And if I don't pay the fines, they'll send men with guns in to shut down my business. And this is my livelihood. I've invested everything I have in this business. I can't... as much as I want to, I can't step out of line. I can't rock the boat. This has to be such a common story amongst business owners in America. And it's too bad, too, because business owners are in a natural position where they could lead a charge, where they could be very politically active. But it's because of the people in power and how frightening they are and how much control they have over a business that they don't. It's the fact that this man had to get a license. We're talking about Murphy's Tap Room, a Free Stater-owned bar in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's the fact that he had to get a license to do business is what's preventing him from being able to be as vocal, perhaps, as he might like to be, or to do the things that he would want to do politically. It's because the government holds that license over his head. The ability to do business is granted by the government, which means that they own your business, essentially.
They certainly can take away his ability to sell beer and alcohol.
It's a sad story, it's not something that is very encouraging for business owners. Like, yeah, we want business owners to come here to New Hampshire, but you're going to have to fly under the radar unless you're willing to deal with controversy, unless you're willing to deal with the chance that you could be targeted by politically motivated, unaccountable bureaucrats. Look at Julia's campaign. Julia Miranda, she's running campaign for city councilor here in Keene. She's my girlfriend, and she's doing a great job. And she's not watering down her message like most politicians. She's talking about liberty and freedom. What's it got her? She's had an anonymous hit piece blog posted about her and other Free State Project members that went out to get her. Now, Julia was able to get past this because she's got access to Free Talk Live, and you know, we've got friends at newspapers and that sort of thing. We can shine light on these bureaucrats. We can show them, we can shine light on the people that are talking trash, and we can show ourselves as being reasonable adult people and these people as being anonymous cowards. So since we have the media that we can utilize to our benefit, that's helping us. But business owners, they've got more to risk. They've got more assets on the line than just somebody who's running for office. And
right,
so,
because if you know, for every day that a business owner, you know, their doors are shut, or in some way their business is compromised by the bureaucrats, well, they lose money. The bureaucrats don't lose any money. You know, Julia wouldn't lose any money if, for whatever reason, she was unable to run. If somebody came out and just said, "You're not able to run for office," well, she wouldn't really lose anything. It would be annoying, but you know, your fortune wouldn't go down the drain.
Sure, and as you pointed out before, Mark, if a Free Stater-owned business is targeted by the government, we can fight back, and the Free Staters will fight back, and the Liberty Lovers will gang up on the side of the business owner in a positive ganging up, positive way, and that would be a good thing, but that's not necessarily something they want to risk. It might work out fine for them in the long run, but
right.
It's a scary proposition.
Sure it is. Absolutely.
Let's go to the phones, talk to Puke in New Hampshire on the Amplifier line. Hello, Puke.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the interesting thing is how people are, you know, saying that it's somehow Dave Ridley's fault when all he did was make a video, you know. I mean, he didn't think anything would come of it. The real problem is these, you know, a small number of people that apparently think that us Free Staters are going to a bar, getting pissed drunk, and you know, running around in the streets, firing bullets into the air like the Wild West video or something.
It's absurd,
and it's not the case. People can go to a bar and not drink, as hard as that is to believe, and people can carry weapons without using them, as hard as that is to believe, and it's just. It's unfortunate that something happened and one of these, you know, government freaks latched onto it and found a weapon. And, you know, it's just people need to remember who the enemy here is and to try and stick together with our fellow freedom lovers.
Absolutely. It wasn't Dave Ridley's fault. Some people, I won't say who, I'm not going to name names, but somebody called him stupid. You know, somebody like Dave should have known that this was going to happen. Dave didn't know this was going to happen. He thought he was filming a very positive piece about Murphy's. I thought it was a very positive piece. Did you?
Yeah,
did you see
it? It was a great piece. I thought it was wonderful. I thought, hey, look at this, you know, business that allows people their Second Amendment rights. And, you know, it's a little touch of freedom in America. And somebody else saw it a different way. And Dave had no way of knowing that this was going to happen. I mean, if you could predict the future, he'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, exactly right. So I agree with you. I think that the Free State Project members need to reunite, although I think they've been sort of patching over the wounds here. There was a bit of a tiff earlier today. But we need to remember that the enemy is those who are in the halls of power, the government people that want to control our lives and control our businesses and take away our freedoms and threaten liberty. Those are the people that are the problem, not other Free Staters.
And there will be more fights and there will be more problems. It's a reality of what we are trying to do.
Right. That's why we came here, because we are tired of being targeted and attacked and harassed in the places where we used to live. And we understand that by getting together in the same place, we're stronger than we ever were before. And it'll become less likely over time that we will be attacked, because they'll find out that when you attack the Free Staters, that a bunch of other people that aren't even Free Staters get involved, that they get excited. And there have been people that have been recruited here in New Hampshire to the liberty movement that never would have considered themselves activists before, and they've been excited and activated by Free State Project members.
Yeah, and that video actually helped a few people find out about the Free State Project that were otherwise unaware of it. So, you know, there are two sides to every story, and some good, some bad. And unfortunately, the problem here is this liquor commission that just decides willy-nilly whether or not you can sell alcohol in this supposedly free country of ours.
It's absolutely absurd. No one should have to ask a government bureaucrat permission to do business in a supposedly free country. Puke, thank you for the call.
No problem.
I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So anybody who's considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, considering opening a business, just consider this story and understand what you're going to be up against. You will be targeted.
Not exactly a cakewalk.
No. This is a challenge, and we knew it was going to be a challenge.
I would think that it's the people that moved early that are probably going to deal with the worst of it all.
The brunt, sure.
Yeah. I don't know when the peak of the problems with the state is going to be, but it seems to me by the time the Free State Project hits 20,000, that probably a lot of the work will have been done already.
You're right about that. So it really, where we're at right now, the phase we're at right now, really requires a very special type of individual. Someone who is willing to, not necessarily risk at all, but somebody who understands that they are going to be at risk, even if they're not a business owner. You know, if they're just an activist, they could be targeted for retaliation. Somebody could throw a brick through the window right now. So the cops, they might not like the fact that Julia, for instance, is talking about making it so they have to get funding on a voluntary basis. The teachers union might not like it. You know, they might send the cops after Julia and arrest her on some trumped up charges. I mean, maybe it could happen. It could happen. I don't want that to happen, but it's a reality. These people are violent. Their jobs are inherently violent. Government is force, and they are not afraid to use it on free people. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are you?